if you tried to?
Barbed wire.
Hmm?
Barbed wire.
Okay. How would you set up a barbed wire fence? You'd have to dig holes for the...
For the fence post. For the fence post.
Huh?
Oh, they went to the pool hall.
To the pool hall?
Yeah, they went to shoot pool. You just one of them would be one.
Fence post.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say posted?
No.
And what would you call a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
That'd be a wall. Wouldn't be a fence.
What kind of wall?
Just a wall. Stone wall, maybe.
Okay. Not rock wall?
No. Uh-huh.
And what should fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
What do you call the ones that you... This is real old-fashioned, but it had little legs on it. You could set it in a fireplace. You never thought?
Oh, no.
What about the ones that you plug in now?
Fryer.
Okay. And something on... This is another old-fashioned thing. They'd use it to... Back when they'd wash the clothes outside, they'd use it to heat the water to boil the clothes. The big iron vessel about, you know, this big around. And it's black.
No, kettle maybe.
Okay. And do you ever see those?
No, never.
And if you cut some flowers and wanted to keep them in the house, you'd put them in a
vase.
And what would you grow flowers in?
A garden.
Or inside the house?
Oh, a flower pot.
And if you were setting the table next to each plate, you'd give everybody the eating utensil.
Knife and a fork and a spoon.
Okay, and if you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you'd have to put out the steak.
Steak knives.
And if the dishes were dirty, you'd say, I have to go.
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes to get the suds off, she...
rinses them.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use when you're washing them?
Dish rag.
What about when you're drying them?
Oh, no, that was a drying. I was stepping ahead of you. I don't know. We always call it the little thing that you scrub things with. A sponge, mainly.
Okay. And the thing you use to bathe your face with, a little...
washcloth.
Okay. Do you ever call it a wash rag?
Yeah.
Which would you?
Wash rag, I guess, would be more commonly used. Again, washcloth you'd see on the sort of package.
Mm-hmm. What about to dry yourself with?
A towel.
And something, if you want to pour something from a big container into something with a narrow mouth to keep it from spilling out. A
funnel.
Okay. And if you're driving horses and want them to go faster, you hit them with a
whip.
Hmm?
A whip.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or a wagon, what do you say you have to do to them?
Harness her.
Okay. And when you're plowing, the trenches that the plow cuts are called a...
trough.
Okay. Any other name for that?
Yeah. No.
Do you ever hear furrow?
Furrow?
What is the furrow?
I would have to say, yeah. Yeah, that is the same thing. It's the gorge.
Mm-hmm.
That the plow would make. But that wouldn't be used.
When you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
Furrow horse, I guess.
Okay. And when you're plowing with a horse or you've got a hitch to a wagon, what do you hold in your hands?
Reins.
What about when you're riding on it?
Reins, too.
And your feet are in the...
stirrups.
And something on... if an electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd have to screw in a new
bulb.
What kind of bulb?
Light bulb.
And